Now, to the most important key for success in meditation, persistent regularity. By meditating every morning at about the same time, and for exactly the same duration, a powerful momentum is generated, which makes it infinitely easier to reach experiences with depth. Conversely, irregular meditation is probably better than no meditation at all, but its transformational impact remains limited. Persistence implies remaining undeterred in your resolution to meditate, even when going through phases of intense thought activity. So what do you do when disturbed by thoughts in meditation? Number one, change your attitude. Thoughts are not a disturbance, they are a normal part of meditation. In meditation, profound cleansing of the mind takes place. The mind is sometimes compared to a muddy pond. Through meditation, impurities are brought to the surface and eliminated. This may manifest in various ways, such as feeling uncomfortable, feeling pain in your back or other body parts, or being submerged in thoughts. Again, this is a normal part of the process. Just go through it with minimum resistance. Let it pass. Number two, use the friction and the qualities. If the mind is very active, don't hesitate to make the throat friction louder. There is a certain gearing of the throat friction into the vibration between the eyebrows that has a soothing effect on the mind. The qualities, inner light, vibration, and sound, gently take you away from thoughts by internalizing your consciousness. The less you make it a fight, the better it will work. Number three, meditate. Don't drift. Thoughts are a normal part of meditation, but if you end up just thinking, then it is no longer meditation, it is thinking. So, as soon as you realize that a thought has come up in your field of consciousness, return to the throat friction and the awareness of the vibration or light between the eyebrows. Through practice, your awareness becomes more thorough. You feel the thought as soon as it starts emerging, and you can return to the process even before the thought has blossomed. This way, a state of great inner silence can be reached. But let this be clear, it's impossible to follow a path of meditation without going through phases of being flooded with thoughts. Withdrawing, meaning stopping a meditation in the middle because of too many thoughts, or because of feeling emotional, would be a huge mistake. It would block the cleansing process. If you stop when the ascent becomes steep, you never reach the summit. I want to be emphatic here. Some of the most extraordinary experiences I had in meditation came at the end of phases where my mind had turned into complete mayhem, or phases where absolutely nothing seemed to be happening. Needless to say, at those times, the mind finds a thousand good reasons to interrupt the process. This is called resistance, and the closer you are to a major breakthrough, the more intense it tends to become. Besides, thought activity doesn't necessarily indicate that the meditation is shallow. Here is an interesting observation that came out of several scientific studies that measured the physiological effects of meditation, such as reduced oxygen consumption, greater skin resistance, and changes in brain waves. During testing sessions, it happened that a meditator reported, "Today I had too many thoughts, it didn't work." And yet, the readings weren't fundamentally different from other sessions, where the meditator had reported a great meditation. There is something organic about meditation. The discursive mind is nothing more than wavelets at the surface of your consciousness. Its state doesn't necessarily tell you what's happening in the depths.